have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lady Michelle Austin. I know what you've been through, you've been through. Don't think that it's only you. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Know that you're in pain. You gotta love yourself enough to make the change. Yeah. Speak into your atmosphere. Yeah. Take away the power of your fear. Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me.
Hello, Thriver Nation. How is everybody this week? I hope that you are great. Yes. Yes, hand claps for everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. And I am your host, Lady Michelle. And I just want to let you know that we have an amazing, amazing show for you today. I'm telling you, you're going to be glad that you tuned in today. Just keep in mind that our platform is centered around education of domestic violence, of toxic relationships, the different forms of trauma, self-love, finding your voice, and that's just to name just a few things. We're going to be diving into so many things on this show. And Keep in mind that Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle was designed with you, all of you in mind. And it was designed so that we could enlighten, educate, inspire, and empower you. And as always, you know, I have to make my disclaimer here. You know, I got to always keep it in front of the people. But just please keep remembering that we will never conduct any therapy sessions on this show. However, we always encourage everyone to seek professional help if you feel that you need it. And if you need numbers to professionals, we try to give you some numbers at the end of the show. And if it's something that we didn't cover, please, you know, reach out to me and we'll make sure that you get the help that you need. Please be sure to follow me on YouTube on our Lady Michelle Speaks page and make sure to like and share. Always hit the notification button so that you never, ever, ever miss a show. Okay? Now, this is my favorite part right here. Y'all got to help me give a huge shout out to the most amazing producer on this side of heaven. I'm telling you, she is the producer and the visionary of this show, Kimmy Kim. Yay, Kimmy Kim. We love her so much. She is the founder of Elation Family, of our Elation Family, in which we have the Elation Magazine, we have Elation Radio, we have the Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You all have to check us out. And we have so many more things. So let's give another hand clap for our Kimmy Kim. So I'm so excited to be here today. This woman right here that I have on the show with me, I tell you, she is my boss chick. I always call her that. I affectionately call her my boss chick. She is an entrepreneur just like myself, and I always also call her my entrepreneur sister because we really we service women in a very similar way, and she's just a amazing person. She's very unselfish. I mean, sometimes we talk for hours and hours. At night, she helps me through process through some things that maybe I don't really know in terms of nonprofit things, and we work some things out together, and sometimes I give her some information as well, but I'm just going to give y'all a secret. She's giving most of the information because she's just a wealth of information. But we are so excited to have her here today. Again, she is the CEO and the executive, she's the founder, let me say it right, the founder and the executive director of the nonprofit organization, I Am She, which is I Am Someone, He Empower. Y'all help me welcome my guest, Lady Nikita McKenzie. Woo!
Good evening, Lady Michelle. Good evening. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Well,
how
evening.
Are you
Thank
tonight?
Thank you so much for inviting me. I am doing amazing. I appreciate your warm welcome, and I don't know about a wealth of information or knowledge or whatever you. I appreciate all of the compliments, and I enjoy the time that we share. Just talking about the different things that we encounter in the nonprofit sector, in dealing with women who are going through different types of transitions, and just how we are able to kind of grow from each other. So I appreciate the relationship that we have been able to form. So thank you again for having me today. I'm honored to even be on your show tonight.
Aw, wonderful. I'm so happy that you're here as well. You know, Jess, I could not do this show without having you on here because the organization that you have is so phenomenal, just the way you help women. I've seen you help some women through some different transitions in their lives, and there's a backstory to even how you came into doing transitional coaching and things like that. So what I want you to do, I'm going to get out the way, and I'm going to let you tell my audience, my Thriver Nation, I'm going to let you tell them about your organization, a little bit about you, and how you got started.
Okay, so again, good evening, everybody. Good evening. As Lady Michelle already stated to you all, my name is Nikita McKenzie, and I am the founder and executive director. I'm occupying two roles right now, but it won't be this way always. But I am the founder and executive director of a nonprofit organization, I Am She, Someone He Empowered. This organization, this is my baby. It was founded out of my own personal experiences with the transition, there were several things that I have encountered personally in my life that has equipped me to be able to do this, to be able to support and walk women as they go through various different types of transition. So the organization was really birthed out of my personal resilience, my drive to overcome, my drive to not be what others thought I would be because of where I've come from. And so this was one of these things where, you know how they used to say, when you know better, you do better. It was for me, it was me knowing better, wanting better, and realizing that I deserve better. And so as I began to evolve myself, I wanted to bring other people along for the ride. And so I Am She was birthed out of my desire to see other women grow and evolve and to become who they were destined to be. And so that's pretty much the background story. Of course, there are very specific areas of transition that I have encountered. I was a teenage mom. I am a divorcee. I am a single mother now as a divorcee. I've had toxic relationships. I've encountered some abuse in my life. There are a lot of things. I have had childhood trauma. There are many different types of transitions that I have personally encountered that I'm sitting here today, and I can say that you do not have to become who you were. You don't have to be a statistic. You don't have to be church was amazing today. We talked about it at church today. You don't have to be who your bloodline dictated that you would become. And so that's why I'm sitting here today.
Yes. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Where do we begin with unpacking all of that that you have stated tonight? I mean, everything that you said is so true and so on point. And I love that you did not stay in the things that happened to you. You did not let them overtake you. They did happen, but you didn't let them overtake you. And you wanted to help others so that they can overcome those things as well and to thrive. And we'll talk about thriving a little later, but that's something that you and I really are that's a powerful word in our life, thriving.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
You know, it's not just about surviving, which we know we did that the first day. The first day that any of these things happened to us, we survived. But it's the thriving piece. As the young people say, it's the thriving for me. That's
yes, yes, absolutely.
That.
It's a problem for me too.
So I love that, and that's why I call my audience, everybody who is attached to me, they are the Thriver Nation, because we want to make sure that they get all of the information, all of the empowerment, all of the things that they need here, that they can continue to thrive. And so I'm so happy to hear of the things that you're doing with I Am She. And I know that I Am She is like a movement now. I love, love, love. And I am a part of that movement. I have all of my T-shirts. And it's so interesting because I have my own T-shirt line. But I'm like, I got to get my I Am She T-shirts.
And I appreciate you because you're always rocking with us.
Yes, and I think I take more pictures with your T-shirts than mine. But it's because I believe in what you're doing. I admire you and what you are doing and what you're doing for the ladies, how you're changing their lives. And really that's basically what we're talking about, is the whole transition and transformation. But before I get into that, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the movement. And the movement, I want to let the Thriver Nation know, because I want them to get some T-shirts as well. And it's long sleeve tees, it's sweatshirts, it's hoodies, it's the mask, it's the bag. I had my bag today, you know, my little tote bag with my shoes in it and stuff. And so it's really all of those things. But how did that make you feel when you realized that it was becoming a movement, when people started taking pictures and sending them to you and putting them on social media?
Lady Michelle, I'm going to be honest with you. I had no idea that I Am She would become what it has become. And we still have ways to go. But when I think back when we were established in 2018 and we officially launched the organization in 2019, and we started off with a soft launch of just doing T-shirts because, as you know, when you're an early nonprofit, a young baby nonprofit, there's no funding available to you. And so it was primarily just me trying to think of a way that I can bring in revenue so that we can be able to support families in any by any means necessary. You know, at the level that we desire, we'll have an actual property, a transition home that we can occupy women and in some cases children that need that level of assistance. So, but until we get there, it was important for me to be able to help where I could. And so the easiest thing, the logo I thought was very attractive. And I didn't design it myself. I have a wonderful graphic designer who I can just talk to him about what I see or what the vision is for the organization. And he came up with it. I had no input in it at all. But when I saw it, I knew it represented who I was. And so it became me. I really started to embody the organization. And I think because of the way I embraced it, and became known as I Am She, is what caused the organization to become a movement. And so you have to first believe yourself in order for other people to, you know, catch hold of what it is that you're trying to do. So I think a lot of that really had to do with the excitement that I had about the organization when it began. And I'm still very excited about it because God is still blessing me. Every time I begin to question whether or not I should be going in a different direction, he shows up and he lets me know that I am exactly where he desires me to be. But I had no idea. I'm going to be honest. I had no idea. The first probably couple months, I think we soft launched in March. We did not have an official launch for the organization until June. By the time we launched the organization, we had sold about 400 T-shirts.
Wow.
And I promise you, I had no idea. I had none. And even then, I'm like, okay, I don't want to leave the men out. How do I incorporate them? Because although we were to support women going through transition, you always need muscle. You always need the backing of a strong man.
Yes.
And so it was important to me to have their support, to have their backing. I did not want them to think that this was an organization that was empowering women to bash men or to make women think that they didn't need a man, because that wasn't the case. But, you know, sometimes when people hear of women's empowerment and the way liberation has become, they automatically assume or feel that it's us giving women this power to feel like they can occupy a position that they don't really have the right. And so it was important for me to have supportive men. And even with that, it was like, okay, I said to my graphic designer, I need something that the men will like and that will draw them in. And just like that, it just began to, you know, grow and become a movement. So now it's a vibe. I'm just saying, just like that, it's a vibe.
Awesome. Well, I am a part of the I Am She vibe. And yes, we are helping you to rock that. I love it. When we think about, you said something in a few interviews that you've done, you've also had conversations with me, and there's a part of something that you say that always stands out to me. And you say that you are a midwife for you know, women to help them through their transition when they go through major situations in their life, right? And that stands out to me because I remember when I was having my first child, and I was young. I was a young mother, right? And I didn't know anything. I was scared to death. But I had this midwife. And when I tell you, I went through a lot of problems. There were so many problems with the birth and just, you know, the whole thing, going through the whole pregnancy. And I remember one time being in the hospital and just passing out because, I mean, they've given me so much medication and I just went through so much. But I looked up when I came to, and she was sitting on the side of my bed, and she was just rubbing my hand, and she was watching the monitor, and she stayed by my side until I gave birth. And she was there through the whole time, even when it became a few problems came and they had to call in a doctor. But she never left. And that really, she and I became friends, and we're still friends to this day. And it just meant so much to me because that midwife is so important to have. So when you say that, it just, I can just imagine with the women, how they feel towards you when you help them through that, because it's so important to have a midwife. So, you know, tell us why you came up with that and why you feel like that's what your purpose is.
So I'm going to just say God is very strategic in everything that he does. And, you know, there were things in my life that he graced me to do that I had no idea that were the making of me. And so midwife is not anything that I came up with personally. It's a title that God personally gave me. And so I was in a service. I was in Baltimore, Maryland at a service at a church that we fellowship with quite often. And I remember God so, his voice speaking to me and telling me that I was a midwife. Now, it was years later before I would even verbalize this, because the weight and responsibility that comes with you acknowledging a certain thing is heavy, right? And so although God spoke it to me so long ago, it took me a long time to get to the place where I would acknowledge that this is who he called me to be. I didn't want the responsibility of that. That's a huge responsibility to be in a room with somebody, to walk them through giving birth to anything. And so as you just talked about how your midwife just stayed with you and they rubbed your hand and they encouraged you and they told you that everything was going to be all right, they were able to pay attention to the monitors and know when a shift was happening, where then it was something that was outside of them or outside of their expertise, that there needed to be something else. And so the responsibility that comes with a title, a midwife, a given birth, you can abort or miscarry, I should say, having the wrong person in the room with you giving birth. If they are not equipped to help you really give birth, then you can have stillborn babies. You can't, to whatever it is that you're trying to give birth to, if you don't have the right person there to support you through the process. So me being able to say or acknowledge myself as a midwife, it took me to mature spiritually, one, to be able to say yes to God, to say, God, yes, I'll do that. I will sacrifice. I'll make the sacrifice to be able to walk somebody through the transition. But first, I had to give birth. That was the main thing. I had to give birth. I had to know what it felt like to give birth. I had to know what that process was like to give birth. I had to know about everything that came along with it for me to be able to assist someone else through that process. And this is why I say everything that I have endured is what has equipped me to do what I do. And I vow to God that I will die empty, that I would not let any of it go to waste. And so that's my plot in life, is to help somebody else and other women in general just get from where they are to where they need to be.
Woo, that is, I tell you, listening to you, I'm so full over here. I don't even know what the next steps, the next questions to ask you, because, I mean, you're just hitting everything, the nail on the head, and just giving some great information. Y'all hear her now. I told y'all she's a wealth of knowledge and information. But I love what you're saying. Anybody who's going through any major situation in their life where they need transitional help, they need coaching, one-on-one coaching, I would admonish you all to look her up after the show and just really talk to her and let her know what's going on, because she can really help you to dive deeper into some of the situations and some of the things that you may be going through and maybe experiencing, so that she can get you to another place in your life, which is called transition, right? Because that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about transition and transformation.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to talk about the two, because I know that people sometimes use the words together, but there's a slight difference there. There is a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, yes. And so I know that, I think for me, when I think about transformation, I always think about the butterfly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how the caterpillar, of course, goes into the cocoon, and all of these different things are happening inside. I mean, broken pieces, all kinds of stuff. It's all mixed together. It's all just doing a bunch of stuff. But when that butterfly comes out, and so I'm thinking of, when I say transformation, I'm thinking of the mindset changed. Because here's the thing, and I know that I'm going to jump around just a little bit, but when I talk about you and I, how similar we help women who've gone through, you know, toxicity, abuse, young parenthood, and all those different things. It's over here where we help them with the transformation of their mind. And it's, you know, because the transformation of the mind, the transformation is an inside thing, but the transition is an outward thing. That's you know, I can do this little part over here, and then I send them over there, and then you can help them further go along with that transition, that outward part, that next step, the journey to freedom, that kind of things like that. So when I often think about the butterfly being transformed, but then they come out from the caterpillar and then come out to be a beautiful butterfly. I mean, butterflies are the most beautiful creatures out here. They're just the colors and just everything. So that's just my part. When I think about a transformation, I always equate it to the butterfly.
So, but you know, Lady Michelle, I don't think there's any better way to kind of describe the process of that, because when you think about transformation, it's a process that the butterfly had to go through before it could even fly, right? So it had to go through this change. It had to go to this like a metamorphosis. It had to go from one phase to the next phase to the next phase before it can even move. And that's where the transition piece comes in. So I don't think there's any better way to describe the process of transformation versus transition, because when we think about it and we think about really transition, and you talk about freedom, it has everything to do with an awareness, because it's not until the butterfly is aware that it has the ability to fly that it can fly. It has already gone through the transformation process. Now it has the wings to fly. And although they may have it as child that you give birth to a baby, and they don't walk at first. They crawl. They go through these different phases. And then all of a sudden they realize they can walk without assistance. And now they're moving and they're going in the direction that they need to go in. So it has everything to do with an awareness. But the awareness does not come before you actually go through the process of transformation. So there's no real transition without transformation, if you want to be honest. They're different, but they go hand in hand. Because as you already stated, it has everything to do with the mindset. When you think about even being in poverty or people that become wealthy, if your mindset is impoverished, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Your mind isn't wealthy. Then you can't even handle the wealth in the right manner. So everything that you do, even with freedom, we talk about freedom. If you're enslaved in your mind, again, I have to resort back to the message from today, being stuck. If you're stuck, if you're felt hostage, if you're hostage in your mind and your thoughts and how you see things and how you think of things, it doesn't matter if the prison door was open. You're not going to go, because you're imprisoned in your mind. You don't even know how to move forward. So the transformation piece is what really gives you the legs that you need to be able to transition right. Because you can move, but are you moving right? Are you moving in the direction that you should go into? You know what I mean? So it goes ahead. I don't think there's any better way to kind of describe the process of what transformation looks like other than the butterfly. So I think you did an excellent job really just, I mean, giving it.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. First of all, I just absolutely love butterflies. And I think that was when I was birthing Heal and Rebuild, of course, which is my organization. That's what I saw. And that is actually a part of our logo, is the butterfly, because we really need to transform our minds. And that's exactly how the service went today, and when Pastor was talking about, you know, those generational things that have happened, those generational things that kept people in bondage, and going from, you know, one generation to the next, from, you know, your great-great-grandfather, and then just moving down, or great-great-grandmother, or whomever it was in the family, and just moving down to the next one, and to the next one, and then having more children, and because the mindset is there, it's cloudy, it's in bondage, it's, you know, thinking that this is all that you deserve, and this is all that we're supposed to have in our families. And so when you have that person who finally says, "I'm the generational curse breaker."
Yeah.
It stops here. It stops, you know.
Yeah, the buck stops here.
You know, I love it. And so I often say, you know, that I am that person. So I'm going to have to say I am she today. I am she. I am that generational curse breaker.
You absolutely are.
Because I have changed my mindset. I transformed into a person that says and speaks to that thing. I talk to my family. I speak to them and let them know about, you know, first of all, therapy, which we're going to talk about some therapy, because we know that we totally believe in it, and I'm gonna make sure that we get that information out there. But then what I do is I talk to my family. I tell them about different things, because back in the day we never talked about these things. We never talked about abuse. We never talked about sexual assault of family members molesting children and having, you know, children sitting on the lap of an uncle that you know was a molester. And then you let your child sit on that person's lap. What, are you crazy? I never let my daughters sit on anybody's lap. I didn't care if it was their own father. And I'm not here saying that their father, you know, molested them or anything like that.
Understood.
I just knew because I had that cousin, that uncle that, you know, would hug me, but be rubbing me down in the breast area while nobody could see because their hand is on the other side. You know what I'm saying? But nobody talked
that
about
inappropriateness.
It. It was always,
always.
It was always the elephant in the room, but nobody talked about it. So when Pastor talked about, you know, those family members and you know, keeping those secrets, I can't even begin to tell you all the secrets that's in my family. I even been, you know, you already know I've been.
I think we all got secrets in our family. So,
but I'm telling you, you find out your uncle and your cousin, and this one is your grandfather and your first cousin, and this that, and the other. So those things
how about
are true.
It?
But I think, like I said, it's all really about the transformation of your mindset. And then you can transition into a life of thriving once you move past that, once you transfer your mind and say, hey, I want to live a better life. I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to be on drugs anymore. I don't want to be alcohol. I don't want to, just give my body away to anybody. Because just because you are not a prostitute or you're not, you know, on the street, if you're constantly giving your body to different men because you're looking for love in all the wrong places and you're searching for that love that you never got from your father or whomever, you're still... That's not a mindset that you need to have. You're just not selling your body, but you're now giving it away. And so that's the wonderful part that I love about how we work together, because we've actually, you know, worked with different women where, you know, I may work with them on this end and then send them to you, and then you've been able to help them, you know, with housing. I want you to talk a little bit about that, because you want to have a transition house. But even before, and this is what I love about you, even before you get the house, you're still helping the women with those things that they need. So talk a little bit about your transitional house.
So as I already stated, we're our goal, our main focus and our primary focus is to obtain a property that will allow us to house women and in some cases children that require that level of assistance. However, in the interim, we still are committed to supporting women who are in these positions. So what we are calling these are mobile transition services, where we assist with rental expenses like the moving costs. If they're coming from a shelter into a place and they don't have anything, we make sure that they get the things that they need. So there, you know, our responsibility is to be present, is to support. And when you talk about support, I often think about my former bishop, the late Bishop Abraham Urquhart. He used to always tell us, you cannot minister or do outreach to somebody that's hungry. You need to feed them naturally first. And so those are the things that I think about. I think about where there's really a need. I can minister to you best at meeting you at the place of your need, at the point of your need. And so our goal is to make sure that we are supporting you in any capacity that we can, any way that we can. We have people that donate to the organization because they believe the same thing. They believe in what we're doing. And so we do adopt a family every year, where we adopt families every year during the holiday season. They could have been in a financial crisis. They could be going through any kind of traumatic experience where we've had people that have lost several family members at one time. And there have been different things. And it doesn't always have to be that you're financially, unable. But sometimes people are emotionally unable. And so we'll go shopping for them. We'll get a list of things that the children would want. And we believe in giving people what they want. I don't believe in giving people things that they don't want. So we ask the families, what kind of things do the children like? What kind of things do you need? Do you need sheets? Do you need tiles? Do you have coats? And so what we do is we find a way to make sure that people physically have what they need, although we don't have a physical building.
I love it. I love it. That is amazing. And it's an outstanding thing that you and your organization are doing for those who need your services. And I know many people have benefited from your the services from your organization, and it's motivated me even to step my game up a little bit with our organization. Not that, and I don't say it in a way of competition, because you know you and I have a competition all the time.
But it's healthy competition. We just building, you know, we're growing from each other,
yeah.
So it's healthy competition.
Absolutely healthy. But I look at it as motivation. I look at it as saying,
yes.
Hey, listen, you're right. If these women, and so when I talked to those on my team, it was about these women are coming out of abusive situations, right? We got to give them more. We got to help them go past this part. And again, it goes into thriving. What happens after she leaves? What happens, you know, what's mm-hmm. next? What is it, you know, she may never have been in charge of her finances before. So now she needs
mm-hmm,
to learn how
mm-hmm.
to budget money. She needs
Absolutely.
So she needs some budgeting classes. She needs some parenting classes, because maybe the perpetrator was the person who did all of the discipline, all of the, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
needed the child needed. So now she needs to have those parenting classes and skills and things like that. Shopping, knowing how to shop for food and clothing and just different things that need to take them to the next place, the next level, the next, what happens after she leaves. And so watching you, speaking with you, it just helped me and motivated me to say, okay, we got to make sure that we have a next. We got to make sure that we are here for them, not so much holding your hand, but in a sense holding your hand, because sometimes people just need that, not holding their hand in a way that doesn't make them independent, but guiding them, helping them along the way. And so you have really inspired me to want to do that and to start putting it in place, putting it into practice.
Yes,
so
I appreciate that. I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that, because that's even some of the things that we are working on, and you are listed as one of our partnering organizations. We started to create a list of other organizations because, again,
awesome.
Although we are offering programs and services as well where we want to offer budgeting, we have a couple of accountings on our board and people that are familiar with wealth management and things of that nature. And so we were putting programs in place that will, when you talk
awesome.
About walking somebody through transition and the success of it, it's not abandoning them in the middle of the process. But
yes.
when you have someone that commits to the work, you follow them through the process. Even if you don't offer the service yourself, we're positioning ourselves to at least be able to guide them and give them and place them in the hands of someone else. Or you know what I mean, that can assist them in
mm-hmm.
the areas that we can. And I think that's important that we understand that if you want somebody to survive on their own and get to the place where they actually can thrive, you have to be able to make sure you can make them whole. Because, you know, only dealing with one area will lead them back to where they came from, because you didn't close
yeah.
the gap. So the goal is to make them whole. And so that means you have to walk them through the process. You have to figure it out where there are holes, where they need assistance. And as you said, you know, it could be I've never had to manage finances. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what it looks like to live on my own, you know. And so
mm-hmm.
the same thing with us. We're trying to position ourselves so that we can offer enough of what is needed so that we can assist someone and then partner with others that can do what we can't do that's outside of the scope of what the organization offers. So it's a blessing to be able to be in network, in community with other organizations that are like-minded, that you can kind of build together and build from. And so that's important, because I mean, we weren't meant to do anything alone. You know, God started
yeah.
it off with community. And so this is important. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to have you and to partner with you on a lot of these things.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. And the same here. also, you do workshops. You have empowerment sessions. You have you are an author as well. So I attended your Secure the Bag workshop series during the pandemic, and I thought it was amazing, and I know that you're bringing that back. So
I am.
Talk a little bit about that and you know, let the Thriver Nation know what it is and that it's coming back and what's going to, how we can get involved in it.
So for starters, I'm going to just tell you, I always forget that I'm an author, but I did contribute to a legacy collection of messages to my younger self. And this is, we touched on freedom earlier. And so I'm still going through the process of freedom, because as I grow and mature, there are other areas that I unturn, that I, you know, that I come across that I need to address. And so, becoming an author, or being one of the authors of this project, shed light to me on an area that it helped me put a name to a process, you know, helped me identify a time in my life that I didn't realize what it was, or didn't know what to call it, or didn't even understand why I went the way that I went. And so I think that is important. This whole thing of freedom, this process of transition, is going to be a continuous thing. So I don't want anybody to walk away today thinking you're just going to go through one major transition and then you won't experience transition again, because there will be so many different transitions. There are levels to transition, and transition looks different to all of us. And so with all of that being said, I did Secure the Bag. It's now one of my signature events, but that was part of one of the ways in which we tried to touch other areas. We want to empower you to be your best self. So in empowering you to be your best self, it's making sure that you have the necessary tools, not just mindset. So we deal with the mindset, yes. But after you've gone through that process, you know, there are these other areas. How do you build them up? So when we did start it off with the Secure the Bag series, we touched on things that are taboo, like wills and things like that, insurance, life insurance, things that we don't necessarily talk about. We talked about investing, you know, having credit, and things that have gone not discussed in our communities and have left us in a bad place and unable to move in a lot of areas, because we didn't understand the importance of having these things until we were stuck in a place where we couldn't move, where we were up against a wall, and we had no idea that this was going to come back and haunt us later. And so Secure the Bag was not just about you having bag money in a bag, but it's about you being securing yourself, your future, your whole self. Again, we talked about making us whole. So these were all the areas that made this up. So you can't secure a bag of money if you're in debt, if you owe all the creditors, right? You can't secure a bag of money. You can't secure the bag if you don't have life insurance. And, you know, now you're left a bill to your family members who now have to figure out how to bury you. That's not a secure bag. A secure bag is being able to confidently say that I have taken care of the necessary things, the things that I am responsible for as a contributing adult, a contributing citizen. I've done what's necessary to secure the bag, secure my future. But before we even got to that, we started off when vision meets purpose. We talk about how the whole idea of planning, because our tagline when we started was coaching, empowering, and planning. Because strategy requires you to plan. For you to go through a process, you have to be intentional about transition. So you have to know what it means to plan. You know, you have to know what it means to goal set. And, you know, we have to know what it means to bring a vision to life and what it's going to require. So we actually have that event, that empowerment session coming up March 31st. We'll be actually having another When Vision Meets Purpose. And we're going to talk about the theme for this one is keep that same energy, where we talk about momentum. We talk about pacing yourself, avoiding burnout, you know, all those things, setting healthy boundaries, the things that are important as you walk through transition and become successful at it. So, I mean, we're just here to help encourage and empower and to do our part, because we're growing as we're helping. I say it all the time, empowered to empowered. So as I'm empowered, I'm going to continue to empower. So that's pretty much what we do.
Woo! Fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I am certainly a part of your Secure the Bag. I've been a part of your When Vision Meets Purpose.
You've been to everything. You've been to everything.
And you know what? Because I love growing. I love, and again, because there was a time in my life when, you know, I was going through so much trauma that I didn't know about these things, and I didn't really mm-hmm. want to know about them. I was the introvert who stayed to myself, and so now mm-hmm. I love growing and I'm getting more information so that I can to help others and to be able to give them. And I always said I wanted to be able to give them sound information and not information
yeah.
from out of what I went through. And when I say that, meaning I don't want it to be just, oh, well, I experienced this, so this is how you need to do it. No, I want it to be
mm-hmm,
able to
mm-hmm.
marry the two. I want it to be able to marry the information that I got from whatever classes or services or things that I went to and then marry it with what I experienced and be able to help others through that way. So I appreciate all that you do.
Yeah, I think it's important that we understand that transition doesn't look the same for everybody. And
mm-hmm.
as you said, that I mean, that's an important piece that you said you like to marry the two, because, you know, a lot of people think of things as being canned, that it always has to look the same. And when you don't recognize it as what you've seen in other people, you are not necessarily able to identify what it is. But you have to be very attentive to your own process and not compare it to what you've seen other people go through, and take time to embrace where you are, so that you can, you know, kind of get through it. If you don't embrace where you are, it makes it even more painful. The process is just more dragged out, and it becomes, you know, just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here. But that's not really the way you want to look at it. You know, we get that it's painful, and we get that purpose is birthed through pain, and that's the part that you must remember. Pain births purpose. And so although it may be a painful situation to you, we need to be able to look at it and kind of figure out, why am I here? What is this place all about? What am I to get here?
Mm-hmm.
What can I use from here to get to my next? Because it's like almost like a building up of getting to, you know, a certain level. You got to tackle this level first. You climb the steps. You go from one step to the next step to the next step. So you're not just going to go from the bottom step to the top step, but it's a process from getting from the bottom to the top. And so we got to remember,
yeah,
it doesn't always look the same as we go.
Absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Well, I cannot even believe I'm looking at the time. And, you know, you and I, we talk, you know, we could talk about 4 or 5 hours about this stuff because we're so passionate about
passionate
it that we just
about it.
Go,
yes.
Go, go.
Yes.
But I want to make sure that we get it's Self-Care Sunday. We just started,
okay,
Self-Care Sunday on the show, and because self-care is very, very, very important. And as I stated last week, we just started it last week, but as I stated, Sunday is really the first day of the week. I know we always think it's Monday, but it is really Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that will set the stage for how your week goes. And so I'm going to tell you what my self-care is for today, and then you can tell me what yours. You can tell the audience, Live Nation.
Okay.
So for me today, I didn't do a lot. Church was really good. But for me, I'm going to, when I finish with this podcast, because really Sundays are me really trying to make sure I get my mind together and, you know, before I do it, before I do the podcast. But what I'm going to do afterwards is I'm going to have my cup of tea, because, you know, I'm a tea drinker, and
mm-hmm.
sit down and read my book, because I'm a part of a book club. You're a part of the book club, too. But
me, too. I'm a part of the book club, too.
Yes, and so we are reading an amazing book this for this Friday. And so I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to relax. I'm going to light my candle and read my book. So tell us what your self-care is going to be for today.
So I'm going to be honest today. My goal today for my self-care, although I do want to do some reading. I have like 3 or 4 books that I'm currently reading. Just trying to, again, we're trying to grow. You know, we're in the book club, too, and the book, I can't wait to get into that. But my plan today for my self-care is to go to bed early. That's one of the things that I don't do often. My mind is always going, so I'm going to unplug. Here today is to
unplug.
I love it. is to unplug and to unwind and to go to bed early.
Oh, that's it right there. That will definitely set the stage for your week, getting proper rest. So I'm glad to hear you say that, and I encourage you to do that. And I'm going to have to add that to my little list tonight.
Yes, we're going to be early so we can be fresh for the week.
Going to be, yes. So what I want you to do now is first I want you to make sure you give all of your information so that the Thriving Nation can stay in contact with you. They can follow you on social media and get connected with your amazing newsletter that you have that comes out. So give them all of your information and then give us some final words for the Thriving Nation.
Yeah, so my website is www.inshenikita.org. And if you go to the website, it allows you to join the movement. It allows you to shop IMC so you can rock one of your IMC gear as Lady Michelle does often and so eloquently. You can also give a donation to the organization to help us to continue to do what we do. And you can also follow us on all of the social media platforms. We're on Facebook as IMC Inc., INCIAMSHE INC Nikita on Facebook. On Instagram, we are the same, but we have underscore. So it's IAMSHEINC Inc. underscore Nikita. We're on Twitter. It's INC Nikita. We're on LinkedIn. It's just Nikita McKenzie. We're all over the place. What I also failed to neglect to mention was that I started a podcast as well, and this is another part of my freedom journey. And so the podcast is on YouTube. I don't do it live. I'm not as here as Lady Michelle. So I pre-record my podcast. So they'll be put up on YouTube. It's INC Nikita Speaks. So INC Speaks Nikita on YouTube. So you can find me in any of those social media platforms. And you can also, like I said, go to my website and you can subscribe so you can become a part of the movement and get our newsletters and keep up with our upcoming events. So thank you again, Lady Michelle, for having us today. We appreciate you. We enjoyed the time that we got to spend. As always, we are both so passionate. It's easy for us to just get on here or anywhere and just continue to talk about the things that we love because those are the things that are important to us. And so in closing, I just would like to encourage everyone to get in touch with your younger self. That's one of the major things. Here's what I'm going to do for closing. As I said, I participated in a project of a book where the topic was messages to your younger self. So in closing, I'm just going to read the note that I wrote to myself in this book. And the title of my chapter was called The Blessing in Looking Back. Okay? So my message to you, dear younger self, is simple. Choose you over everything else, and that means choosing those who also choose you. And don't be afraid to look in the rearview mirror while doing so. Don't consider stepping backward, but instead forward in life. Here's the thing. To reach your destiny, you have to know your starting point. You cannot move from where you are until you know where you are and who you are. You are who you are. You are who you say you are when you arrive. I'm sorry because, you know, me having to read it to myself is a little bit different. You cannot move from where you are until you know where you are and who you are. You are who you say you are. And when you arrive where you are meant to be, remember, others already know you. They are just waiting for you to figure it out for yourself. If you are going to walk in purpose, it will have to be on purpose. You've got this. And so those are my last closing words for tonight. And I just want you to remember that you've got this and you are who you say that you are.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lady Nikita. Oh, my goodness. What a time we have had tonight. I just appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. We love having you here. Hope that you can come back in the future and spend some time with us on Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. Thank you again for having
this. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. And for even having I Am She, the organization. We need this in our lives, and I appreciate you for doing it. And I will make sure that all of your information is on our social media platform as well. For my final thoughts, and you all know that you can reach me on social media, Lady Michelle Speaks on Instagram, LadyMichelleSpeaks@gmail.com for email, and Michelle Jones-Austin on Facebook. So you guys can reach me. But my final words say it's always good to be kind to one another, but it's even more important to be kind to yourself. And as a thriver, I always tell you guys that when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are loved. Stay tuned for next week's show. We, of course, got another outstanding guest, because that's what we're doing over here at Lady Michelle Speaks. We're taking it to the next level every week. And so make sure you tune in. I love you guys so much. I'm working hard in the background to make sure I get some amazing guests for you. If anybody has any questions or something you want me to answer online, please be sure to email me at LadyMichelleSpeaks@gmail.com. We are going to get out of here. We have, you know, before our outro music plays, I just want to thank you again. I Am She. Lady Nikita McKenzie, thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love and success to you and your organization.
Thank you, Lady Michelle. Thanks again for having me. This has been a great evening.
You're welcome. And we're going to get on up out of here now. Thriving Nation, kisses and love to all of you, and have an amazing week.